Opening bell on Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 84 points right now. It's time for our stock update from Cetera Advisor Networks and our buddy Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, the markets were mixed yesterday and kind of flat. The Dow was up a little bit. S&P and NASDAQ were down a little bit. What early tax planning are you recommending for our listeners to take advantage of before October 1st? October 1st.
Seems a little early, doesn't it, Bob?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I just got chills.
Hey, and you heard that taxes are going up here in New Mexico, so you know we want to definitely talk about saving money for taxes. I try to give our listeners a plan of action, not just words of reflection. Again, it's time to plan for your retirement and make the most of the last few months remaining in 2019. Number one, small businesses need to look at a simple IRA for October 1st as a deadline for 2019. If you haven't set one up, you might want to do that. Again, you might want to contribute to your 401k and cash balance plan before the end of the year. Take advantage of that deduction by putting in a tax-deferred amount into your account. Number two, tax laws are always changing. I heard that taxes are headed up here in New Mexico. If you're a sole proprietor, again, you might want to consider changing that designation out of a sole proprietor and go to an LLC. And lastly, if you haven't talked to your CPA, the deadline is September 15th, Bob, to file your taxes. So definitely call your CPA and contribute to your retirement. That's the last deduction you don't want to pass up on.
Well, why not wait until the end of the year to do tax planning? I mean, was the 2017 Affordable Tax Act supposed to simplify things so you could file your return on a postcard? That didn't happen for most people, did it?
Yeah, Bob, I got some swamp land in Florida to sell you too, right? But thank goodness for those CPAs out there. They got their jobs for sure. This tax law has gotten very complicated. And again, we recommend minimizing your taxes.
All right. So according to the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, it's not always what you make. It's what you keep, right?
Right, and that's to tell your girls, right?
Yeah.
I really like that book. It's a great book if you want to get out there and read it. It's still a classic. Again, it's important to review your tax situation, your tax professional, and your investment advisor. Every situation is different. That's why I don't recommend robo-advisors or cookie-cutter plans that fits everybody. Again, you want to look at what fits your decision best and, of course, minimize those costs.
All right. Now, we've heard that tax index funds are low cost, but what might they be the best investment approach this year?
Well, here's an example, Bob. Last year, the Index King Vanguard, you heard of them, right? Every 50 cents that goes in the market, they take it, right? And last year, about this time, they closed their $2.3 billion precious metals fund. Again, that category is up over 60% this year. And, of course, the S&P 500 is up a paltry 3% year over year. Again, the cost shouldn't be the investor's only decision. Remember, I believe that the market is not efficient. Again, Vanguard tries to promote that it's efficient. And, again, that hasn't served investors well these last 12 months.
All right. Well, it sounds like Vanguard's closing its precious metals fund a year before gold hits 6.5-year high, and the mentality of buying high and selling low, right?
Right. Again, I say markets are inefficient. You know, that's kind of my philosophy, what I learned in college. Again, we've seen these rates now, Bob. They're as low as they've been since 1940, and we haven't seen negative interest rates in 5,000 years. $17 trillion of paper currency and counting is now paying negative interest rates. And again, investors are flocking to real tangible investments.
Okay. How can our listeners reach you and your team? And can they still sign up for the annual client seminar featuring G. Goldman, Chief Investment Officer from Cetera?
Yes, and he'll be on with Bob Clark. You're Bob Clark. I'll be on Bob Clark. He'll be on T.J. Trout in the afternoon on September 24th. Again, you can sign up for our event. Go to our website, myfinancialsense.com, or also call us the old-fashioned way, 828-4068. Again, 828-4068. I also want to mention Steve Stucker. Bob is doing his Beds for Kids fundraiser at Sandia at the golf outing, and you can call Cindy if you'd like more information about their still room for teams, 328-3127. And lastly, I'll mention Securities and Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks. And Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Go United this weekend and enjoy the State Fair.
All right. Thank you very much, Pavlos.